Having established himself as sole sovereign, and with his court cleansed of disloyal noblemen, Vlad turned to restructuring the gentry, to create a new nobility, loyal only to him.
He got rid of most of the old gentry. There's a noticeable drop in the old families during his reign. What did he do? He replaced them with lower gentry, who'd be beholden to him and more loyal, more trustworthy. And those are the ones he used to carry out his terror tactics of impalement.
With his henchmen in place, Vlad's obsession with loyalty and control led him to install a severe moral code, punishable only by death.
He was an extreme law and order man, and all the chronicles testify that during his lifetime there was law and order in Wallachia. He would punish you by impalement for little offenses as well as big ones. If a woman committed adultery, had her body skinned and then exposed on the village square as a lesson to adulterous wives, or if a woman was lazy, he'd have her hands cut off and impaled on the village square as a lesson to lazy wives. And he impaled the old people and the children because they were useless.
Naturally, the fear of his wrath kept rebellion down to a minimum. According to peasant tradition, Vlad placed a priceless gold cup in every village square for all the peasantry to admire. Many drank from it, but no one dared steal it. The cup remained in the square throughout Vlad's entire reign as a symbol of his absolute power.
What he wanted to do was to establish the fact that he was the absolute ruler, and what better absolute ruler is it than to be godlike? That's what it's all about. God has the power of life and death, and it's indiscriminate, let's face it. That's the essence of terror.